ordered out. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The State Department telling U.S. diplomatic personnel to leave Shanghai over new COVID-19 lockdown.
Shanghai is seeing its worst outbreak of COVID in 2 years, with Fortune reporting the city saw over 26,000 new cases Sunday. China's zero COVID policy has the city under a complete lockdown. Now the State Department is telling its consular staff to get out of the city. The order covers non-emergency U.S. government employees and their family members from U.S. Consulate General Shanghai. State is also telling Americans in Shanghai to make sure they have a sufficient supply of money, medication, food, and other necessities for your family in the event of sudden restrictions or quarantine.
Fox's Jill Nato. The White House says President Biden has tested negative again for COVID-19, despite several members of the administration and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi being diagnosed with the virus last week. The president Monday ordering new regulations that manufacturers put serial numbers on gun parts that can be used to make guns that are largely untraceable. He also called for stepped-up federal prosecution for the people who use them.
These guns are weapons of choice for many criminals. We're going to do everything we can to deprive them of that choice. And when we find them, put them in jail for a long, long time.
In Ukraine,
a push to control the skies as Russian forces claim to have blown up several key Ukrainian air defense systems. While Ukraine denies it, Moscow says it hit multiple S-300 launchers stationed in Dnipro. If true, it would be a critical blow to Ukraine's current control of the central part of the country, as Russia readies itself for increased fighting in the Donbas.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Lviv. After a virtual meeting Monday evening, Secretary of State Blinken says India has now condemned the violence by Russian troops in Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A woman accused of killing her children will stand trial.
In Idaho, judge ruling Lori Daybell is restored to competency and fit to proceed in the state's case against her and her husband. Lori and Chad Daybell are charged with conspiracy to commit murder and first-degree murder in the deaths of Lori's two youngest children as well as Chad's first wife. Prosecutors say the couple espoused religious views and doomsday predictions in an effort to justify or encourage the murders. Police became suspicious when Chad married Lori 2 weeks after his ex-wife's death, and authorities began searching for the children in November after relatives expressed concern. The couple quickly left town and were found several months later in Hawaii without the kids. Investigators later found their bodies buried in Chad Daybell's yard in Idaho. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
South Dakota's House of Representatives scheduled a vote Tuesday whether the state's Attorney General Jason Ravensburg should be impeached. He'd struck and killed a pedestrian in September of 2020, but left the scene telling police he thought he'd hit a deer. State Legislative Investigative Committee has recommended against impeachment, as Ravensburg wasn't on the job when the accident happened, but Governor Kristi Noem has called for his removal. There's been a plea deal struck in the case of a New York woman who wrongly accused a teenager of stealing her cell phone.
23-year-old Maya Ponsetto has pled guilty to unlawful imprisonment as a hate crime after police say she grabbed 14-year-old Keon Harold Jr. as he tried to leave. The charge is a felony, but she will have a chance to replead to a misdemeanor harassment charge if she follows the terms of her agreement. Video shows Ponsetto grabbing the teen at the Arlo Hotel in December 2020. The teen's father, jazz trumpeter Keon Harold, recorded the confrontation and put the video online. He can be heard on the video telling Ponsetto to leave his son alone as the hotel manager tried to intervene. The phone was later found in an Uber. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.